Strength Matters Media, video, print, podcasts.
Today's topic is fail to plan, plan to fail, or as they used to say in the when I was working for British Military Fitness, was it the seven Ps? Prior planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance, or something like that. That's what it's all about. It's all about preparation. And talking about preparation, neither of us know where James Breeze is today, so me and Andrew are going to crack on without him. And this is something. If you are watching on YouTube, this will be helpful because Andrew is going to share his screen. Basically, what we're talking about today is, and we've spoken about this in previous episodes of the podcast, what you do now in your business will reflect in 90 days, will get you sales, will get you traction, will get you views on your website, whatever it is. The work you put in now will get you results in the next 90 days. And that's what we're going to be working on with our clients as part of our membership. Andrew, do you want to... share your screen and just talk a little bit about what we're going to do. We're entering quarter two in terms of the year, aren't we?
We are entering quarter two. And this is something that we've done with our VIPs. We've done it with our Black Belt members. And it's something that I've done for a number of years now. It's enabled me to get traction and it's built off, you know, what leaders do in other industries. So we're bringing it to the fitness world. But we do this every 90 days. It just gives us long enough time to get some real traction, real momentum behind us. Because as you said, a lot of the time when we're struggling to generate leads for our fitness business, we can't just click our fingers and magically make leads appear. There's times when we can do something to give somebody a nudge, but generally the real success comes from what we've done over the past 2-3 months and beyond. So that's why we do this. So can you see the screen? Okay.
I can. Yep. Absolutely.
Excellent. So basically what we do, we always start before looking forward. We always recommend looking back on what's worked previously. So we start out with this sheet, and this is the workbook that we take our VIPs through. So we look at the last quarter, what were our big wins and why were they important to us? Then I'm a big fan of the Japanese Kaizen self-development. So it's looking at what are you doing to develop yourself? You know, are you looking at your own health and wellness? You know, that always drops by the by as fitness professionals. We focus so much on our clients and get busy that we forget ourselves at times. So perhaps it's your own health and wellness that you need to address. Perhaps it's getting better as a fitness professional within your marketing and things. Mm. But looking at some, there's space for five there. I would say, you know, two to three is more than enough. But then score yourself. You know, how well you're doing on that out of 10. You know, be brutally honest on that. Are you succeeding, or are you just making a note? And I've done this in the past where I'll make a big to-do list. And then if I ever do look back at it, you know, very few of those items have been scratched off. So, you know, be brutally honest. And I'm looking here for scores out of eight out of 10 and beyond for real. Traction on that side. But then we start looking forward. What are we looking forward to? Again, there's space there, but you know, 3 to 5 is more than enough. You know, 2 to 3 would be an ideal thing to get our teeth into.
I was going to say, keep it 2 to 3, keep it realistic, right? Something you can absolutely achieve. You don't want to overwhelm yourself.
And how often do we do that? You know, we think, I can do that. But then when, you know, life gets in the way, or, you know, something becomes a priority, we have to drop things. And then when we look back, we just get frustrated that we've not achieved what we wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
Little thing I like to look at with the guys is their commitment level. It's all well and good to say, hey, yes, I'm in for this. I'm really going to do this. But let's be honest again, how are we ready? And as you know, Josh, I like to travel. and so I base this on, you know, we sat back in the departure lounge, feet up, just thinking, yeah, you know what, I'll jump on the next available flight that comes around. I'd like to travel over there or achieve this, but it's not the most pressing thing I want to do. Or do we like to take it nice and easy and be a bit of a cheapskate or an affordability, but are we in economy? You know, we're getting there, but, you know, we're sat at the back of the plane next to the toilets. It's not the best place to be on the flight. you know, and what I mean by that is, yeah, we are getting traction with our to-do list, but are we giving it the attention it really deserves? Mm. Or are we rolling our sleeves up and think, hey, you know what, this is a priority, I will make this happen and this quarter, and I'm going to enjoy it. And that's where, you know, we can be in business or first class. So ideally, you know, we want to be all in on the elements that we outline to do, and I'd rather see folks doing this to be in business and first, so that we're really making it happen. And then ask the guys, the VIPs that we work with, what do they really want? What are the three big things they want from this particular session? Because we can brainstorm as a mastermind as well, and discuss obstacles and challenges that they might have. Thing that you might recognize here from our hot seat sessions that we do with our clients each week is our stop, stay, start. We look at everything we're doing on a day-to-day, week-by-week basis. And there's certain tasks we do that we shouldn't be doing. You know, scrolling through social media, for one, perhaps isn't the best use of our time. So maybe that goes in the stop. We look at the stay as being things that that we should be doing, we enjoy doing, and they have a positive impact on driving us closer to our goals. They should be staying on our to-do list. And then there's other bits that, hey, you know, we should be doing those elements, but we're not. And that's what would go in the start column there. So it's just a nice visual to make us highlight, you know, what we should be stopping, what we should be staying, and what we should be starting on that. And it all draws to the 90-day intent planner. You know,
show me the money. I like the movie reference there.
I thought you would. A great movie. Yeah, great movie. And this is, I was going to go off on a tangent of watching Top Gun.
Sorry,
Maverick,
mate,
weekend.
I threw you then.
love Top Gun. Love Top Gun Maverick. It was great. But show me the money. Yeah. So this is planning. This is our a one sheet planning tool that we fill in, but then we don't just throw a lock away in a drawer. We have it on our wall or on our desk or close by that we can look at on a regular basis. So we look at initially, what's the quarter all about? For a number of our clients, they've been working on lead magnets and getting them into place so that they can generate good, high quality leads. So that might be what your quarter's about. Might be getting a grip of your numbers. It could be starting a new program or whatever. But that's just to lay out what the quarter's focus is. Then from that, what are the three big things that we need to get done to help us achieve that that goal? So if I was using the lead magnet as example, we'd need a landing page on our website, we'd need a welcome email sequence, and then just getting some content together in our content calendar to build awareness on our socials that we've got this lead magnet or new service or whatever that might be. Show me the money is looking at, you know, what we're currently generating within Black Belt. We're always going up through the belts, and those belts are aligned with monthly revenues earned. And if we want to ascend from one belt to another, let's say you're generating 5K a month and you want to get up to, say, 7.5K, and you feel that's realistic by the 30th of June, then there's a £2,500 difference. And that's what we'd go in that difference column. We can then start breaking that down into how many new clients or members we need to generate to achieve that difference. And then that leads us into, hey, well, what marketing are we going to do to help us achieve that?
I really like that, actually, because as you say, break it down into how many new clients you might need, or if you've got a membership site as well, how many clients and or members you'd need. And that gives you a really clear focus, doesn't it? Really clear target to look at and work towards.
I like to keep it simple and just having that one number. You know, let's say you've got to generate 5 new clients or 10 new clients or whatever that number is. You've got a clearly defined number that you, each day you get up, you know, you've got to chip away. What am I going to do to help me find at least one of those 5 new members? And it just, I find it makes it so much straightforward and gives me focus and direction on that. And then finally, you're going to hit that goal. You're going to find those additional clients. You're going to hit your targets for the quarter. What's the reward going to be? And this is important that, we work hard in our craft. You know, it's a hard slog being a fitness professional. We get immense enjoyment from the success our clients have. We've got to take a step back and reward ourselves. Now, could be going out for a nice coffee or a meal, or you might have a weekend away, whatever resonates with you. But I always tell the guys, mark that down. Let's have that target. What is that reward going to be at the end of this quarter that you're going to get and enjoy once you see that money? Show me the money, we're going to see that money. So that's it in a nutshell, the 90-day intent planner. And it's a nice simple one. Ideally, once the first two pages are getting to this page here, but this is what it's all about for the next 90 days.
That's absolutely fantastic, Andy. Really appreciate sharing that. And obviously, if you are listening on wherever you get your podcast, then try and tune into the YouTube version of this podcast so you can see the planner. But also, if you do want help with your 90-day plan, you can book in for a free 15-minute strategy call with us by going to strengthmatters.com/strategy. That is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time.